This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Welcome to Truth Talk Live.
All right, let's talk.
The truth is, I can't hide it, I can't hold it anymore.
A daily program powered by the Truth Network.
This is kind of a great thing, and I'll tell you why.
Where pop culture, current events, and theology all come together.
Speak your mind.
And now, here's today's Truth Talk Live host.
When was your faith tested? That's the question today on Truth Talk Live. What's your story of when, you know, your faith kind of got put to the test? God asked you to do something, and or you felt led to do something, and the next thing you know, you were kind of out on this limb, and you're like, God, are you sure this is what you had in mind? What's your story? We would love to hear it. The number to call in and share is 866-348-7884, 866-348-7884. And again, the idea being, like, when was it tested? And the reason I'm bringing this up is actually we're so blessed to have with us one of the pro bull riders from the PBR event that's going on this weekend in the Greensboro Coliseum. His name is Michael Lane, and he's going to be on at the bottom of the hour. But about a year or so ago, I've been blessed for the last, I guess, 3 years to have some involvement with Cowboy Church that happens at these Pro Bull Riders events on the day of the championship. Usually it's on a Sunday. And so this Sunday, actually, at 9:30, we're going to be having Cowboy Church at the Greensboro Coliseum. But last year, one of the events I did was in Mill Springs, North Carolina, which I don't know if you've ever been out there, but oh my goodness. It's almost like Disney World out there. There's all these pavilions and arenas. It really kind of blew my mind what all was out there when we got out there. And ESPN was out there filming it, and they were actually, I was kind of surprised that they filmed my talk at the Cowboy Church. And so it was the reason why I tell this about testing your faith is that after I spoke that morning at Cowboy Church last year, the gentleman who was filming it from ESPN came up and asked me if he could do a brief commentary, documentary on me. And I'm like, huh? You know what? And he goes, well, he said, I just got to tell you a story why it's kind of important to me to get an interview from you. And I said, okay. And so he said, you know, when I came out here, I really had never thought that much about God or that much about religion or anything like that as I started working out here with these bull rider events. And this particular one, we have $1 million prize and that these bull riders can win if they hit 3 championships in a row. I forget exactly the criteria, but anyway, it was a lot of money. And so he was interviewing all these different bull riders and why they would actually risk their lives for $1 million. And he said, you know, when the first one told me, you know, that it was based on their faith, it was based on his faith that he believed, you know, God was leading to do this and to, you know, be a champion for God and those kind of things. You know, I kind of wrote that one off because, you know, there's a few in every crowd. He said, but then I interviewed the second one and he had the same faith. And I interviewed the third one and he had the same faith, which, by the way, you'd be amazed at the amount of faith that's out there at the rodeo and the type of family events that those rodeos really are, especially this one that I know is coming up this weekend in Greensboro. But the point is that this gentleman from ESPN, by the time, you know, 6 or 7 of these guys made mention of their faith as being part of the reason that they had the courage to ride those bulls and ride them so effectively, that after he heard my talk, you know, that day at Cowboy Church, where I'm sure I gave some of my testimony of, you know, when God healed me from cancer and some of the falls from the tree and some of my places that God's come to my aid, especially in the one he wanted in particular was when I was afraid of the dark. And so it was fascinating to me that it was those bull riders did not realize that their testimonies, their faith, was leading this guy from ESPN to Christ. I mean, they just were. And his faith, you see, was happening because of the word of their testimony. And so the idea of this is like, you know, whatever you may be called to have done or do or doing, you know, when did that happen for you? And your testimony may encourage somebody out there who is listening today that may be in that same place. Like, this is the fourth or fifth time in a row I've heard something right along these lines. In other words, God was coming after the man from ESPN, and there may be somebody out there today that already is in Christ who just needs the encouragement, or maybe God's coming after them in some other way. You know, what is your story? 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. And so, you know, the one that I always think about, you know, where, you know, my faith was certainly tested is that, maybe you've heard me share this before, but it's the one that immediately comes to mind is when, you know, actually it was in February of 2006, I was up praying about a lot of things when God, I felt, came to me and I felt he definitely called me to do the Christian Car Guy radio show. And, you know, he said that very thing, Robbie, I want you to get on the radio and talk about what breaks your heart every day. And he knew that at that point in time, it was people going into crazy amounts of debt to buy cars. It really did break my heart every day. And I said, but Lord, have you heard my voice? You know, people go to college to learn how to talk on the radio and those kind of things. And then it was like, no, Robbie, this is what I want you to call it, the Christian Car Guy Show. Here's what the logo looks like, which if you're watching on Facebook right now, it's right behind me. That's what he actually showed me that picture that night. He told me, you know, what the show was to be about. It was be a live call-in show and all those details. And he was pretty clear. And I was like, okay. Well, the next morning I woke up and I was like, man, I just don't know if I can do this. And so I thought about that our pastor one time, Pastor Quartz at Calvary Baptist Church, one time preached a sermon that if God calls you to do something, he'll swing the door wide open. And if God calls, you know, somebody to be a pastor and they don't have a church, then chances are they weren't called to be a pastor. So I thought, well, this is my fleece. You know, I don't have a radio show. I don't know where I'm going to get a radio show. If God's calling me to do a radio show, you know, the only person I know is Stu Epperson, who had just, you know, we'd been friends for years and I'd advertised on the Truth Network for years, actually since it started, because we were friends before. And so I went to Stu, had lunch with him, and hoping he would say, Robbie, this is a crazy idea. He didn't. He said, best idea I've ever heard. How about this Saturday? We'll tell the rest of that story. But more importantly, we would love yours on the other side of this break. You got to call us, 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
When was your faith tested today on Truth Talk Live? We would love your story. 866 is the number to call in. 866-348-7884. And so, to finish up my story, you know, Stu said, how about this Saturday? And here I was just absolutely terrified. I came in that Saturday morning sitting in the very seat I'm sitting in, and the producer came in, not unlike my friend Nick sitting over there, and he said, man, you must really like to talk on the radio. I was terrified. Terrified would be an understatement to what I was. And thinking, okay, God, you got me into this. You can imagine. Maybe you can't imagine, but I can imagine. Anyway, he said, well, you know, you must really like to talk. And I said, well, I'm going to have a bunch of callers. And he says, you're not going to get any callers. Nobody knows who you are. You better be prepared to talk for an hour. We can't have any dead air. Well, I wasn't prepared to talk for an hour. I was expecting people to call in. I had a bunch of questions. And so interestingly, God just totally He tested me, but he bailed me out too because I just opened the show with like, would you think it's better to buy a car in the spring or the fall? Do you think it's better to take the rate or rebate? I had a bunch of questions that I would want to know if I could talk to a car person. And I just opened the show with those questions. And fascinatingly, the lines just lit up. And then I just sat on the phone like I could talk to anybody. And God pointed that show right to the direction I wanted to go in, or he wanted it to go in, which was about debt. And interestingly, God did swing the door wide open because about 6 weeks later, Charles Stanley and Stu somehow or another got together. They put it up on Sirius 161. And within, you know, 2 months, I was talking to all the country as the Christian car guy. And as you can say, he tested my faith. And for years and years and years and years, every time that producer pointed at me, I was terrified. But here we are today. And I got Vondra is in Jacksonville, Florida this morning, this afternoon. Vondra, you're on Truth Talk Live. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me on the air.
I'm excited to hear your story.
Oh, my goodness. Well, my story started from I was a little girl. I used to teach the furniture, and I remember my grandmother, she had one of those hair salon, and every time that she would have customers, I would harass the customers by giving them the Bible to read and asking them questions about the Bible, and it's like I was just in a teaching mode. And fast forward many, many years later, I had a dream about teaching, and it terrified me. And I'm like, wait a second here. How can I teach Bible study, you know, when I don't know anything? And the Lord reminded me, well, this is what I was preparing you for. You went to Bible school. You have taught, you know, Sunday school. You are an acting evangelist in church. And I need for you to, you know, to teach the Word of God. And I spoke to my husband about it. And I called two of my friends. And I told them, you know, what was placed in my spirit. And they were like, you have to start this Bible study. And so fast forward, I started teaching Bible study online during the COVID time.
Oh, man, that's hard. Wow.
And within a month, I had about 25 members.
Wow.
On the Bible study. So, you know, whenever the Lord placed something in your spirit, whenever he planted that seed, is for us to, you know, to be obedient and allow him to lead us in that direction.
Yeah, and I remember, you know, when COVID happened and I was doing our Sunday school class at church and we went to that. It was so awkward. And there were so many people would drop off and drop on. And I bet it was a real interesting time between you and the Lord. But
Well, actually, it became even more interesting because half of the active members on the Bible study, they were unsaved people.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes, and they faithfully logged on. Faithfully.
And so were you able to lead some of them to Christ?
Yes, some of them, and there's still quite a few. You know, they're still a little stubborn.
But they're still logging in. They're still doing the studying, but they're still logging in. Here we are, right? Four years later.
Yes.
Good for you. How many people are attending now?
Well, right now I have about like 18 people.
That's wonderful.
And the people who decided not to come back. They are the saved ones.
Well, hopefully they're out there doing their own. You know, it's a multiplication thing.
Yeah.
You know? And that's, you know, hopefully God's put it on their heart to go on and teach their own. Or that is absolutely wonderful. And so, how did you recruit the first batch?
Well, actually, the first batch was actually my husband and my two friends. One of my friends, she's a Christian, and the other friend, she was not saved. And she was unsaved at the time. And I spoke to them, and they started recruiting other people. I didn't have to recruit, had to recruit anyone else.
And so, was it the unsaved person that recruited the other unsaved people?
Yes.
Well, there's a lesson for all of us there.
Actually, she kind of like recruited both.
Right.
She recruited saved and unsaved, yes, but mostly unsaved.
So this friend, is she one of those that came to Christ through this?
Yes.
How wonderful is that? And she must be a real influencer that she brought all those people to the original study, some of them not being believers. What a wonderful lady. That's a big part of it. But, you know, you think it's no accident that God put your husband in your life and these people, you know, that he prepared all these things in advance for you is really a beautiful thing, Vondra. What a wonderful testimony. I'm so glad you called in today. I hope it encourages somebody else. So you had a dream.
Yes, I did. I had a dream, actually, giving birth to a baby boy. And there was this man in the room in a white gown. He delivered the baby. And there were three people in the room, a man who's a doctor, who's supposed to be the doctor.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. I hate we got to go to a break, Vondra. I hate we do, because I got to hear more about this dream. But if you'll stay with us, we will on the other side of this break. So we got Vondra, we need you. 866-348-7884. We'll be right back.
Truth Talk Live.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today's question, when was your faith tested? And wow, did we have a call right before the break from Vondra in Jacksonville, Florida, to catch some of you up who may not been with us at the beginning of it. She had as a child, she would teach the furniture Sunday school classes or the ladies in her mother's hair salon. And then later in life, some people started to prompt her that she maybe needed to do something. And then she had a dream. And when we left Vondra, actually, during this Bible study, she had several people convert to Christ. Amazing Bible study. But we were getting into the depth of the dream there before the break. And you said that somebody was having a baby. Take us back to that, Vondra.
Yes. Thank you for listening. I dreamt that I was in this room and I was giving birth to a baby. And this man, he was in the room in a white gown, and he delivered the baby, a baby boy. And a doctor, a male, he was in the room, but he did not, you know, he was not a part of helping, you know, the delivery. He was just standing there, and there were two other ladies, and they were standing there as well. But one of the ladies, you know, she was shorter than the other lady, and the baby was handed to me, and then the man in the white gown, he took the baby back from me, and then he gave the baby to her for her to you know, to clean the baby up, you know, tidy the baby, and then gave the baby back to me. And I woke up out of my dream, and I was very troubled by it, because I am like Sarah. I am beyond childbearing years. So I found it to be, you know, a little weird. So I prayed about it, and I told someone the dream, and that person actually interpreted the dream for me and told me that that I was giving birth to a ministry, and I will have, you know, these three people being a part of it, and I will have that one particular lady. She will be more active within this ministry. And about a year later, the Bible study came forth.
Right. And that lady was the one that. Yeah. What an amazing story.
She was the one who actually got the unsaved and the saved folks. That is, being a part of it.
That is a spectacular story to hear the whole thing. I'm so glad I got the details on the dream and that there was somebody there that interpreted that for you. And then how true it became that lady was just instrumental in cleaning up your baby. I love it. I mean, it's awesome. I have to tell you that this is good. I'm going to be pondering this particular story for days. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Vonder, for calling in today. And certainly, what a great testimony. I appreciate it so much. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vondra. So what's your story? We'd love to hear how your faith was tested. 866-348-7884. We are very blessed now to have Michael Lane with us. He is one of the bull riders in the upcoming Professional Bull Riders event in the Greensboro Coliseum coming up tomorrow night and Saturday and Sunday. And Michael, I was telling them at the beginning of the show that, you know, it takes a lot of faith to be tested to get on one of them bulls, I imagine.
It does. It does. You know, it keeps you close to him.
I have no. I guess I have some sense of that. When I went to get on the radio the first time, it did force me right into his arms. But it's a big part of what you guys do. And I was telling him, were you in Mill Springs back last summer? At that event,
I was.
And there there was a gentleman there from ESPN, and he was filming that. And he came up to me after I did Cowboy Church and talked about that he wanted to do an interview with me because you guys had so impressed him. He said he never thought much about God until he started interviewing bull riders. And you guys all impressed him so much with your faith that he himself was beginning to come to faith. Were you involved in that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't recall it, but yeah, I mean, we truly believe, you know, that God has given us the ability to do what we do. We trust him every time that we go to do our job.
And so for those who I'm sure are interested, I know I am, how do you view your job? What is it how is it that you go about, you know, doing that?
You know, I think it's very normalized to us, especially somebody like me who's been professional for 16 years. And essentially, I started at the age of 4 on sheep. And that means I've competed for 30 years. So over the course of 30 years, it's been very normalized to me. I realize to the average eye that riding bulls is not an ordinary job. But, you know, I think it's just like anything else you choose to do in life. You work hard to become better at it no matter what it is. And hard work and consistent actions brings consistent results.
Yeah, and is this something that's done year-round?
It is, even if we're not competing at the PBR level, being that this is how I pay my bills. We compete every weekend, pretty much all throughout the year. We have a little bit of downtime around December for the holidays and stuff, but yeah, we're pretty much traveling every weekend, going to a different town, a different place, riding different bulls.
And, you know, from what I've seen of it, and I'm by no means an expert, but the bowl really determines a big part of the equation, right? It's, there's two athletes in each particular, you know, session, right? There's the bowl itself, and then there's the cowboy, and getting the right bowl is a big part of it, right?
It is. Being able to show up and know that you have a good bull. And on paper, people say, well, he's going to ride this bull no matter what. I always tell people it's not a given sport. You have to show up and be present each and every time. And it don't matter how many buckles you won or how many events you won, you still have to show up and be that person determined and ready to win each and every weekend.
I really love that. It does require being present, right? Because even though you've ridden that same bull maybe four or five times, it probably isn't anywhere close to the same ride twice, is it?
Yeah, the sixth time he could throw you off, even though you have rode him five times, it's definitely a thing that you have to be there present, and each and every time you nod your head or you're not guaranteed nothing.
And so what's, you know, I guess as a radio talk show host, you got this producer that at some point in time is going to point at you and tell you you're on the air. And in your case, you nod your head, you know, what's that like, the moment before you nod your head? I mean, you guys, you obviously putting on your game face, it looks like.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, over the years you've learned to adapt and, you know, I would say calm the chaos, because in that moment there's so much going on, so much that could be going through your head, but you have to learn to eliminate all of that and keep a calm, cool, clear mind. And same thing, you just have to be present in that moment. If you're not present when you do nod your head, you know, the bull turns a certain way and your body don't react to it because you was thinking too much when you hit the dirt. And all the training you did throughout the week can't really take a hold. So, yeah, you just stay calm and cool and know that all your hard work you've done through the week is about to pay off for you. And you just show up and enjoy the process.
You know, I love that. A few weeks ago I interviewed King and Country, which you may know, or pretty well-known Christian artist that did the movie that just came out, Unsung Hero, about their mom. And they were telling me about the process about writing, you know, songs, same kind of thing, you know. And it's fascinating to me that what they described about getting rid of all the clutter and just being present and all the things that you just described are almost identical to, you know, just radically different professions, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think at any high level of competition, whether it's, you know, it's them writing a song or competing on a football field, baseball field, or even, you know, putting your hand in the bull rope, I think it all, once you reach a certain profession, it all requires the same mindset.
Yeah, and God kind of gives you that, and so how fun. Well, we got another whole segment with Michael. Again, this PBR event is coming up this Saturday, so you can still get tickets. It's at 7:45 tomorrow night, and then Saturday night and Sunday morning. There's Cowboy Church at 9:30. Join us. We're going to be there. I'll be there. I'm going to look forward to seeing you. It's all happening this weekend at the Greensboro Coliseum, but this is going to be right back with more Truth Talk Live. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live. Today's question: when was your faith tested? When was your faith tested? We are talking about, you know, these guys that ride bulls. We got Michael Lane with us. He's a professional bull rider. He's going to be in Charlottesville, I understand. That event is coming up, I guess, on the 29th. Is that right, Michael?
It's actually on the September 21st.
Oh, it's next. It's a week from Saturday. Okay. And, yep. Oh, it is this Saturday. So it's in Charlottesville.
This Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
Charlottesville.
So we got a lot of folks listening today in Richmond and Roanoke and all those places. So, you know, the people in North Carolina down here, they go to Greensboro, but you can go see Michael is in Charlottesville. And there's plenty of tickets available. Michael, you have some understanding of the pricing of those?
Yeah, it's at the John Paul Jones Arena, Saturday, September 21st. You can get tickets starting at $15 at Ticketmaster.com. the Paul Jones Arena box office or at PBR.com.
Yeah, there you go. And you can go see Michael. That's in Charlottesville. And again, for those who are in the Winston-Salem, Greensboro, or even in Raleigh, we've got the one in the Greensboro Coliseum, and that one's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we got Cowboy Church. It starts at 9:30 on Sunday morning, and you can come to that for free, by all means. But, of course, to get into the rodeo, you got to buy tickets, and it's going to be exciting. I will be there. I'm really looking forward to seeing you. And so, you know, Michael, I can't help but think that when you have done this as many years as you've done it, would there be a story where you kind of felt like, man, I don't know that I want to do this anymore, but God kind of got you back up on the saddle?
Yeah, I would say, you know, there's been plenty of that happened throughout the career, but he's always brought me to my lowest to prepare me for my best. Example, in 2013, I had shoulder surgery, sat out on the sidelines for 2 years, being at the lowest I'd ever been in my career, and then bounced back in 2015, qualifying for my first world finals. And, you know, I think it's just an example showing you that when you're in low times, that God's just preparing you for what he has ahead of you.
You know, it's so interesting that you say that. I was studying this week, you know, the idea that when God told Abraham and Isaac and all them about their futures, you know, in some cases he said, see if you can count the stars. But when he talked to Jacob, he said, count the grains of sand. You know, so, and it's interesting that it's taught that, you know, often we have to get down there in the dirt before we can get shot to the stars, because, you know, it's an interesting thing that you got to be kind of die to yourself before you get a chance to really be born again. So it all fits into that same equation. I can only imagine what it was like, you know, having the shoulder, because what kind of thing happens that you get your shoulder? I mean, did the bull actually stomp on you, or what happened?
Just landing just wrong, or landing just right. You know, it created that. And then I went back, I had one surgery and thought I was ready, went back and it wasn't ready. So then I had to go back and have another surgery. And, you know, it really tested my faith for those 2 years to know that this was truly what God was calling me to do. And he gave me the mindset, the potential to be able to do this.
Wow. And so you said it was your first finals. Have you then made it back again?
Yes, sir. I've qualified for 5 and competed at 3. The other 2 I didn't get to because of injuries.
Oh, wow. And so the ones you competed in, how did you finish?
I don't exactly remember, but to make the world finals, you were in the top 40 guys in the world of professional bull riding.
Wow. And so, and you had talked about it at the very beginning that when you said you started out on sheets, tell me exactly what that means.
Yeah. So it's called mutton busting in the Western lifestyle. Me being at the young age of 4, my brother-in-law rode at amateur levels. And I went to watch him and I seen that the younger kids were riding sheep, and that's how they started out. My siblings had 4-H sheep at home that they took to the county fairs and showed. And I told my parents, you know, that I wanted to start riding them like the kids did. And with a lot of support from my family and my parents, I went from sheep riding to calf riding to mini bulls, and then on to high school rodeo. And then once I graduated and turned 18, I just had a main focus on being a professional bull rider.
Wow. And so do they put the strap on the sheep and all that kind of the same kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, you just basically get all of the sheep and hold on to its wool, and that's where it all begins. The adrenaline starts at a young age.
Wow. So how did it go? I mean, do you remember any of those rides when you were 4?
I mean, there was so much of it going on. We had about 50 head of sheep at home where my siblings were showing them during shearing season. I can just remember they would shear one, and I'd get on it, and I'd ride it as far as I could. And then by the time I got back to the barn, they'd have another one about sheared and ready to go, and I would just get on it. So during cheering season, I'd ride, you know, every day, get on a sheep. So then it made it when we went to the competitions that it was just normalized for me.
Wow. I didn't know that. And then I never knew that they rode calves. And so after you graduated, so how old were you when you went to the riding the calves?
I would have probably been 6-7 years old when I started on calves, rode sheep probably till I was 5 and then rode calves and, went from rode calves for probably 2 years and went to mini bulls and from mini bulls on to high school rodeo bulls, which aren't as high of caliber of bulls to help you get things figured out.
Wow. That's quite a, you know, graduation, but I guess it's the way that all of life goes. But when you think about a 4 or 5 year old child, I mean, a sheep's pretty big, you know, compared to that. And that's really outstanding. And so you went all the way through high school. And so when you say you've been doing it for 30 years, I guess you're 34 now.
Yes, sir.
So it's quite a career. And then, how about this year? Have you qualified this year, or would you still have a chance to qualify for the world championship?
Yeah, with how things play out now, the PBR has changed things. So our main season only runs for the first 6 months of the year, and I actually competed in Fort Worth, Texas, back in May at our world finals. Went there, and then I think 2 weeks before that, our velocity finals were in Corpus Christi, Texas, which is in South Texas. And I competed at both of those finals, and now we're working towards the Challenger Finals, which is held in Vegas next month.
Oh, really? Really? And are you going to be in Mill Springs on October? I think it's October 3rd and 4th.
You have to qualify for that event, and I don't know if I've qualified yet. Just kind of have to wait and see.
Because I'm understanding I get to do that one too, so I'd like to meet you. Undoubtedly, that would be very fun. After, you know, hearing, I learned so much today about that I had really no understanding. And so are you comfortable sharing a little bit about your faith?
Yeah, sure.
So how did that come about?
Just being a young age, my parents had me in church, and I grew up with my parents teaching me about God, and all of my brothers that I ride bulls with were all real close to the Lord, and we all share each other's. A lot of times if we're in a group together, we'll wake up in the hotel room and have scripture together, and we all know that he's the reason that we're able to do what we do.
And so your brothers are still with you to this day?
Well, you know, being that I'm older in the event, I still have a few of my buddies that I call brothers that are still around, but a lot of them have faded away and went their own ways. But yeah, there's still two or three of them from the area that still compete with me as well.
Oh, I'm really glad that you called them brothers, because that's really what they are, right? When you get up and study the word together, and obviously in that kind of sport, I imagine a lot of folks drop out early from injuries. It's got to be something that's totally disheartening, right?
Yeah, for sure. And you really, really learn to know what God sent you here to do and be. And I think just showing your strength through dedication to one thing really inspires others in the way that God wants me to inspire them.
And are you married, Michael?
Yes, sir, I have been. Currently not no more. I have 2 little girls, though, that are true blessings, and they travel and go everywhere with me. One's 3 and one's 5.
Really?
And, we share life together, and they say the Lord's Prayer that my kids taught me at their age. We say grace. God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for this day. By his hands we are blessed. Give us, Lord, our daily breath. And they both know that, and they both say it with me before every time I ride, and we say it when we eat, and say it when we wake up, we say it when we go to bed. So I'm trying to share that with my kids at a young age, just like my parents did for me.
Oh, I'm so glad that you have them there with you, and they are a blessing. And you know, it's fun to, a lot of times our kids teach us, right?
Oh, most definitely.
I mean, that's one of the funnest things about the whole thing. Again, we're going to mention one more time the Pro Bull Riders event. It's going on in Charlottesville, Virginia, starting tomorrow night, right?
The 21st.
On the 21st. So that would be this coming Saturday and then Sunday. And so you want to make tickets are as low as $15 for that one. And then here in Greensboro at the Greensboro Coliseum starts Friday, and that one's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we got Cowboy Church coming up Sunday at 9:30, and that's at the Greensboro Coliseum. Pro Bull Riders, it's great stuff. Thank you so much, Michael, for being with us. God bless.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.